All right, Tibose, so let's take a look. So actually, what I want to do with you this week is a piece from Achrevos. But it happens to be, it's a piece that I saw a couple of weeks ago, and it really captured my attention. Not that there's plenty, the Rebbe speaks plenty in Bahar Bechul Kosai also, but I thought this is just such a Yesodistic life idea that it's kedai to spend a little bit of time focusing on it. So let's take a look. So the Pasuk over here is talking about the avoda of the Kohen Gadol. And what Rabbi Nachman is pointing out is something very interesting. So the particular pasuk that he's focusing on over here is where the pasuk says, "Perek Tazayin Pasuk of Dalin, Verachatzas Bisara B'Ma'ayim Makom Kadosh V'Lavashes V'Gadav V'Yotzav V'Asas Olosov V'Asvalasam V'Chiper Ba'Adav V'Adav." What the Rebbe is, you know what? Did I give you the wrong one? Okay, that's good. Good. So what the Rebbe is focusing on over here is the incredible idea of like the back and forth nature of the avoda of the Kohen Gadol. He's going in, he's going out, he's putting on one set of clothing, changing out of it, putting something else on, the constant back and forth. So it says the Rebbe so beautifully as follows. Paragraph A. Thank you, Ezra. V'lavash is big adav. So the Rebbe says, paragraph A. Be'emes, kasha ma'od lahaschil lilchom milchanas Hashem. Ulevara hanitzotos hakidoshim. Me'im ki haklipos. Ad she yargish tchila ize hisnotzitzus va'ara mini'imas hakidusha uni'imas avodas Hashem. So the Rebbe here says something that is really exceptionally profound. We'll just translate the words. In reality, it's very difficult to go ahead and to wage the war of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to wage the war of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Levara hanitzotzos hakidoshim imke haklipos. Remember again, there are sparks of holiness everywhere. The problem and the challenge just is that often those sparks of holiness are obscured by klipos. Klipos are the layers. Klipos are the layers of impurity, the layers of darkness that very often obscure the light. So life in Hasidus, and especially in the writings of Rabbi Nachman, truth is, but it's not just Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, all the same idea, which is life is all about figuring out how to remove the klipos in order to go ahead and reveal the nitzotzos. How do I go ahead and remove the shells in order to be able ultimately to what? To reveal the beautiful hidden light. So the Rebbe says, the only way to do that is Achiyargish Trila Iza Hisnotsitsus Vehaara Miniimas Hakidusha Uniimas Avodas Hashem. So the Rebbe says, the only way to go ahead and really begin this process is to find some level of positivity in one's Yiddishkeit. In other words, the only way to begin to go ahead and be and remove the klipos and reveal the nitzotzos is if a person feels a sense of positivity in their Yiddishkeit. If my Yiddishkeit is onerous, if my Yiddishkeit is difficult, if I just feel overwhelmed by my Yiddishkeit, and I don't find any real joy in it, then lemaise, it's difficult to go ahead and get any kind of real traction in it. So the Rebbe says the first step is, ad sheyargish tchila is hisnotzitzus va'ara mini'imas hakidusha uni'imas avodas Hashem. Lose, we know this. We know that as parents, this is the greatest challenge in the chinuch of our children. We want our children to love Yiddishkeit. We want our children ultimately to have a positive feeling towards Ribono Shel Olam. We don't then want them to feel put upon. We don't want them to feel like Yiddishkeit is just a series of do's and don'ts. We want them to feel the happiness. We want them to feel the beauty. We want them to feel the kedusha. So how do you do it? V'yaschil la'alos midarga ledarga ba'avodas Hashem. And a person has to learn ultimately again how to progress. And I will say, anything in life where you plateau, right? Anything in life where you flatline. So at the end of the day, a person doesn't feel good about that. If a person's in a career and my career just leveled out, like I hit the ceiling, this is where I am, this is what it is, you don't feel good about your job. In your relationships, if you feel there's no potential for growth, you don't feel good in the relationship. So the same thing is true with Avodas Hashem. A person, in order to have a feeling of positivity with their Avodas Hashem, ultimately what? Ultimately has to feel that they're growing. V'yaschil la'alos midarga ledarga ba'avodas Hashem. Person has to feel that they're going from one level to the next in their avodas Hashem. He goes on, v'chein, paragraph B, i'efshar la'alos mala mala midarga ledarga ad sheyivarer hakidusha me'aklibos v'yitokin t'chila ma'ashe pagam. But here's the issue. The issue is, in order to progress one level to another, so a person has to figure out how to remove the klipos. How do I remove the shells that obscure the light? How do I remove the klipos, the shells, the coverings that ultimately obscure the light of Kiddusha? So what the Rebbe is pointing out over here is that there's a little bit of like a spiritual catch-22. The only way for me to feel good about my Yiddishkeit and to feel a sense of positivity is if I feel growth. The klipos is a difficult thing because often those klipos are generated by my own actions. I have done things which have created the klipos. So I have to engage in the difficult work of removing those very klipos that I myself have created. So you see, there's a little bit of this tension. Fulfillment and happiness in Yiddishkeit comes from growth, but growth often only comes from embracing and acknowledging my deficiencies, my faults, my shortcomings, which is not a very pleasant type of circumstance. So the Rebbe says, he goes on, Ube'emes, ein yodin mehechan ha'aschala. The Rebbe says, but you know what the greatest, so here, what the Rebbe is describing is a little bit of this tension. On one hand, I want to go from level to level, I want to grow, I want to experience, I want to shine. But in order for me to shine, in order for me to find my light, I have the light, but my light's often been obscured by levels of impurity which have been caused by my own actions. For me to discover my light, I have to look internally, I have to own my mistakes, I have to do tshuva, I have to uncover my pockets of light so I can grow. But that introspection and that reflection, that's not always an easy process, not always a pleasant process. So I want to grow, but yet at the same time, again, the introspective process necessary for growth is very difficult. So where do I start? Where do I start? And here the Rebbe says something very interesting. Sometimes we'll say, now, even putting everything that we just learned aside about this tension, which is a very important one, we'll say, you know, this tension that the Rebbe is describing over here is one of the reasons, deep down it's the real reason, why a lot of us don't experience sustained growth. You know what happens in Chodesh Elul? Right, the person's getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. What happens in Chodesh Elul? A person, I'm going to do everything. And then what happens? Right? By the time Sukkot is over, right? No, maybe not Sukkot. Maybe I make it to Chanukah, but Sukkot, all right. I'm back to where I was. Like, it's the same thing. And this happens year after year after year. What's the pshat? Because they're both saying, growth is not really about what you're taking on. The first step of growth is acknowledging my deficiencies and trying to figure out ultimately how to deal with them and how to overcome them. The problem is, it's much more exciting to take stuff on than it is to deal with my deficiencies. So we take stuff on, we grow, I want to do this, I want to do that, but I don't really get any traction. Because until I deal with my demons, until I deal with my deficiencies, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I can move forward for a little bit of time, but then I'll be pulled right back to where I was. So the Rebbe says there's this tension. But leaving all of this aside, what the Rebbe says, in general, in the quest for Kiddusha, we often don't know where to start. I want to be a Kaddish person. I have this conversation, you know, 5 times a week with people. The person says, I want a life of Kiddusha. Where do I start? And sometimes that question itself is so paralyzing. What should I do? Should I daven? Should I learn? Should I do chesed? Should I do dafyomi? Should I learn Rabbi Nachman? Should I cross old ladies across the street?
Yeah.
Should I, right? So the answer is yeah. So what? Where do I start? Where do I start? So says the Rebbe, Va'al kein, tzrichin chachma gedola lazeh. So this is amazing. The Rebbe says, one requires an incredible chachma. One requires incredible wisdom. What's the wisdom, Rabbi Osai? Listen to this. He says, "Ledalig me'inyan le'inyan." Rabbi Osai, by the way,
wow. This
is so like anti-Litvish. I'm like anti. This is Rabbi Osai, because in general, when it comes to Ruchnius, we generally assume that what? You start somewhere, you focus your energies on that. Finish that, move on to the next thing. The Rabbi says, no. Spiritual success is all about diversification. A person has to know how ledaleg me'inyan le'inyan, to go from one thing to another thing. Pam bechina avodah zos, upam bechinas avodah zos. Paragraph C. Sometimes my focus has to be this avoda. Sometimes my focus has to be this avoda. But a Jew, a spiritually successful Jew, Rabbi Yossi realizes that sometimes the path to success and Kedusha in life is not paved in sequential steps, but it's paved ultimately again with concurrent steps. That a person is simultaneously pursuing multiple avenues. Lav dafka all at the same time, but today might be A, tomorrow might be B, but one second, you didn't finish A. I'm going to come back to A, but right now I need to move this forward a little bit, and the next day might be C, but you didn't finish A or B. That's okay. Sometimes you have to be able to move multiple spiritual agendas forward. He says, Upam, vizem move on hate, paragraph Zila Maskil. Binyan Seder HaMa'aracha SheSeder Abaye SheMavur Hashem Kam Avodah SheLonasu KeSeder Ligmar Avodah Achas KeSeder V'Achar Kach Yasku B'Shniyah. I'm just going to read a few lines and we'll translate. Rak Tchila Paragraph D Archu Ma'aracha Gidola V'lo Sidra Alea Gam Shnei Gizrei Eitzim Ad SheArchu Tchila Ma'aracha Shniyah Shel Ketoras. So also, this is amazing. Quotes over here. The Seder HaMa'aracha Abaye, we actually, this is in Karbanos in the morning, Abaye discusses how the Mizbeach was arranged in the Beis HaMikdash. So I said, what would they do? They would set up the wood on the outer Mizbeach, but wouldn't complete it. Then they'd go back. Then they'd go to the inner Mizbeach, where the Ketoras was burnt. They would set that Mizbeach up, do some of that. Then we'd go back out. Then they'd go back out. So what's the pshat? Why don't you just finish it up? Right? In other words, if we would look at that, we would say, that's poor planning. You started with the outer Mizbeach, finish it up. You finish that up, then move on to the next thing. Says the Rebbe. Because the reality is that's not how spiritual life works. At the end of the day, that's not how spiritual life works. Right? At the end of the day, Shalom Aleichem. At the end of the day, ultimately, are there enough sheets here? At the end of the day, sometimes life requires spiritual diversification. That a person has to know ultimately again how to travel back and forth. So again, just to kind of recapture what we've done until now. So what the Rebbe is pointing out is as follows. The Rebbe begins ultimately by going ahead and, boys, take something to eat. Zephyr, please take something to eat. So the Rebbe begins ultimately by highlighting the ultimate tension in life. The first part of the tension ultimately is the fact that I want to grow. I want to go mi darga la darga. Every Jew deep down, there's only one kind of Jew. Every Jew wants to go higher and higher. Every Jew wants to become more Kaddish. What's the two types of Jews? There are Jews who know they want to become more Kaddish, and Jews who don't yet know that they want to become more Kaddish. We all want to go midarga ladarga. On the flip side, to go midarga ladarga requires what? For me to remove the klipos from my nitzotzos. I have to remove the shells that obscure my light, that obscure my kedusha. To do that requires introspection, requires reflection. Introspection and reflection does not feel like you're moving upwards. Introspection and reflection often feels like what? That you're moving inward. I'm not moving upward, I'm moving inward. That's why it's not a very attractive avoda. So the Rebbe says, believing all of that aside, in general, we want to grow in our ruchnius. We always begin with one simple question, which is, where should I start? Where should I start? To which the Rebbe says, the great secret of growth in Yiddishkeit is, ledaleg mi'inyon le'inyon, to know how to jump from one thing to the next thing. So the first raya he brings is from the Seder HaMa'aracha, the arrangement of the Mizbeach. So in the morning, they would go ahead and arrange the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and then afterwards, again, they would arrange it almost in totality. Then they would go in, arrange the inner Mizbeach, do part of that, then go back outside. Why back and forth? Because the Rebbe says sometimes you have to work on multiple things concurrently. Sometimes it's nice to think that I could be organized. Work on A, finish up A, move to B. Finish B, move to C. But sometimes in life it doesn't work that way. Especially in Ruchnius, a person has to learn the art of spiritual diversification and how to work on multiple things at the same time. Paragraph D, three lines in. He goes on, Pam Osek, three lines in. V'chin yeshinuyim rabim v'nifloim. Pam osik b'avodas chutz, v'kodim shegomra chuzer la'avodas pnim, u'kemuva b'fnim. So this is amazing. Now remember, this is a piece in Parshas Achrimos. So the Rebbe here discusses, if you look at this, by the way, one of the most intriguing parts of the avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is what? In and out, in and out, in and out. What are you doing? Right? So even when you read it in Musaf, and you're half asleep in Musaf, you know, again, a person still realizes the movement in and out, in the Kodesh, Kodesh Kadashim, back out into the Azara. Why are you doing that? Especially again, remember the Kohen Gadol ultimately again is, the Kohen Gadol is going out and fasting that day as well. So why not just go ahead and what? Do what you need to do outside, and then go inside, finish up inside, and that's it. Why back and forth? Says the Rebbe. Because this is the key to spiritual success. See, I was saying, Ruchnius is tethered to the reality of life. Life never goes according to plan. Life has a structure, but rarely is the structure that you begin in the morning the same structure you have in the evening. Life requires us to adapt with the circumstances. Ruchnius is the same way. So you might begin on the inside, but then you have to go outside. You go outside, you have to go back inside. That's all what Ruchnius is. Working on multiple things simultaneously. Look at that line right before paragraph E. This is so important. All of this is a Jew has to know, a Yid has to know how to literally jump from one avoda to the next. There is no such thing in the world of Ruchnius as saying, I'm only working on this, but not on anything else. I could say, this is my primary focus. I could say, this is where I'm focusing my primary attentions. But there's no such thing as, I'm working on this to the exclusion of everything else. Everything is always, medalgin me'avoda, tzrichin ledalik b'chochma, me'avoda la'avoda. Now, both the Rebbe adds in a very important word here, which is what? Chachma. You see, if you jump around too much without any kind of system or rhythm, then what happens? Nothing happens. You accomplish nothing. But if you learn the art of dilug bichachma, if you learn ultimately again how to skip around, but you skip around with wisdom, then ultimately a person could accomplish a lot. Me'avodas chutz la'avodas pnim. O me'avodas pnim la'avodas chutz. Bosei, life is all about vacillating and going back and forth between these two different types of avoda. Umachmos shahamilchama. Paragraph E. Umi lanu gadol meavodas kohen gadol biyom kippur. Biyom kippur. Shayim mishana gam kein bechol pam michutz lifnim mifnim lechutz. And Bosei, lest you think that this is only a yisod for us simple people, remember again, the kohen gadol did this on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, he was Bachutz, then he went Lifnim, came out Lifnim, went to Bachutz, Bachutz Lifnim, Bachutz Lifnim. Constant Dilug, but Dilug Bichachma. Umachma Shem, Acham Chazaka Bachopam. And we'll say, but you know, the war, what war is the Rebbe referring to? It's the war we wage every single day, right? The war with ourselves, the war with the Yetzer, the war, growth is a battle. Growth is a war. He says, "Utzricha ha'avoda lios b'chachma gedola, u'b'chal avoda va'avoda miskaber mechadash ha'sitra achra va'klipos." And we saw this many times, that Ruchnius is a great anomaly. You know, the more you play basketball, the better you are. And the better you are, the less thought you have to give to your skill. Right? You're a surgeon, the more surgeries you do, the better you are, the less thought you have to give to that particular malacha. There's one thing in this world that doesn't follow that paradigm, which is Avodas Hashem. Being an Eved Hashem, no matter how successful I was yesterday, that is no guarantee for today. I may have been wonderfully successful yesterday, but today I can mamish fall on my face. Today I could fail because it's a new battle and a new war every single day. Alkein, Rabbi Michshalu v'naflu v'lo yachlu amu mechama. That's how many people fail. Because many people assume that because they were successful yesterday, they have guaranteed success tomorrow. But in fact, that's not the case. Umizeh b'achor ben b'ayis. You shall turn the page, we'll say, paragraph chi v'sheni v'chama shavar v'yisrael. Alkein, Iker ha'nechama ati Torah. So we'll say, so the Rebbe goes on, I don't know if we have to do the rest of this. He goes on to then discuss the concept of Torah. But we'll say, the truth is, this is not really primary to what we're discussing. The Iker that the Rebbe is teaching us is something incredibly amazing. Is that to be a successful person in the realm of Ruchnius, so a person has to be able to work on multiple things at the same time. Now, lav dafka, I'm actively working on them at the same time, but I have to do what the Rebbe calls yisrichin ledaleg me'avoda la'avoda b'chachma. A person has to know how to switch the verse. I'll give you just a very simple example of this. Let's say I say to myself, you know what? I need to get more serious in my learning. Okay, I don't want to battle, right? I spend too much time schmoozing with my friends. I spend too much time this, that. I want to be more serious with my learning. Okay, very noble and important goal, right? But what do I say? So you know what I'm doing? I got to put my midos on hold. Right now, I can't work on my midos because I need to focus all of my energies on becoming a serious Ben Torah. Once I become a serious Ben Torah, once I reach that threshold, then I'll go back and work on my midos. So we'll say, that's an exaggerated example, but that's ridiculous. You can't do that. Why? For one simple reason. We'll say, can you become a Ben Torah without midos? So the answer, of course, is no. I could learn more Gemara without Midos. You don't need to be a Ben Torah to learn Gemara. Anyone can learn Gemara. But I can't become a Ben Torah without Midos. See, that's what the Rebbe is saying. So I'm going to have to work on not battling, while at the same time figuring out how to work on my Midos. I want to be able to work, you know, on my chesed. I want to become a bigger Baal chesed. I'm a little bit egocentric. I'm a little bit self-centered. I want to spend more time thinking about other people. But so, and when I get that done, then I'll go back and have kavana when I daven. But one second, how can you go ahead and be a true Baal Chesed if you don't know how to daven? If you don't know how to connect to the Ribon Shalom, if you don't recognize that there's something bigger than you, then you can't really be a true Baal Chesed. So there's this interconnectedness between all of the different pieces of our Ruchnius. And because there is this interconnectedness, therefore, by definition, there is a mandate to try to figure out a way to work on work in multiple directions simultaneously. People say this was the avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Everybody is watching it. People say, can you imagine? Mashiach's going to come. Third base mission is going to be here. Even though there's not a mitzvah, you know, the Ram Perisha Mishnayis brings down that even though there is no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel on Yom Kippur, right? There's no mitzvah to go to the basement on Yom Kippur. The Rambam brings down, everybody was by Yerushalayim on Yom Kippur. Everybody you could be. Why? Because let's see, you get to see the Kohen Gadol. There's incredible things happen in the basement on Yom Kippur. So imagine the scene for just a moment. You're standing there in the Azara. You got a great view into the Mikdash. What do you see the entire day of Yom Kippur? What do you see? Running around. It's mamish running around. And by the way, it's not just running around. Remember again, every single avoda has a change of clothes. Every change of clothes requires a tefillah and a mikvah. Every requirement of tefillah and a mikvah requires kiddush da'im v'ragalayim, which learns in nafyomi. So he's changing clothing. He's immersing in the mikvah. He's washing his hands and feet. He's going in. He's going out. Crazy. Craziness. What's going on over here? What's happening over here? We'll say, Elamai, what the Kohen Gadol is doing is the Kohen Gadol is giving us the paradigm for life. That life is about knowing how to be in different places in order to advance your common goal or your general goal of growth. If you just stand on the outside, you can't grow. If you just stand on the inside, you can't grow. You have to take that which is on the outside, you have to take that which is on the inside, and you have to learn how l'dalek b'chachma me'avoda la'avoda. We'll say, and this is the Kohen Gadol. And this is the lesson for life. That when we want growth in life, Rabbi will say, yes, you have to start somewhere. I have to start in general. Sometimes the reason why we don't grow is because we spend so much time thinking about where to start that we get lost and we forget to start. So you have to start somewhere. At a certain point, that person has to say, this is where I'm starting. But Rabbi will say, you're never allowed to say, this is where I'm starting. And this is what I'm focusing on. The rest of the stuff is not important. This, I got to put my focus on this. That's not how spiritual growth works. Spiritual growth is like your mutual fund, right? Your mutual fund only works, I think, I don't know if this is true, but it sounds good, right? If there's diversification, right? If your financial planner puts everything in high risk, high-risk stocks and high-risk stuff and high-risk whatever, financial instruments. So if you have a lot of money, okay, maybe you don't have to worry. But if you don't have a lot of money, you run the risk of losing everything. You leverage your risk. In Ruchnius, you diversify as well. Because all the different aspects of our Neshama Rabbosai are intertwined. My learning, my davening, my chesed, my tzedakah, my shalom bayis, my shmiras hayinayim, my lashon hara, all of these things are all intertwined. And therefore, again, I have to learn the secret of the Kohen Gadol. Yes, I have to start somewhere. And generally in life, you have to have a primary focus. But that primary focus can't be to the exclusion of the other foci. They can't be to the exclusion of the other areas, which are just as important. Okay, maybe it's not the major thrust of my spiritual activity as well. But like the Kohen Gadol, who goes inside, outside. Like the Kohen every morning, who sets out the Mizbeach outside partially, then runs inside partially, then runs outside partially. We have to learn the art of dilug, of skipping from one avoda to another avoda, b'chachma. And I will say, if we learn this art of dilug, if we learn this art of spiritual diversification, then when we grow, we're not only growing in one area, but we're growing in a holistic fashion. We should be zocheh meretz Hashem to internalize this message of the Kohen Gadol, to recognize that although this message was broadcasted to the klal on Yom Kippur, it's a message that we are required to take with us each and every day, to learn the art of diluk me'avoda la'avoda b'chachma. Figure out a place to start, put the majority of your strength in that place, but once you get traction, figure out a way how to grow in other areas simultaneously as well. I don't think so. I think people very often put on blinders.
I'm going to do this thing this time.
And by the way, I want to tell you something. Not everybody agrees with the Rebbe. I just want to point that out. What Rabbi Nachman is suggesting over here goes against what many of the Bali Musar say, which is no. Choose an area, focus, recognizing that you're going to be deficient in a whole bunch of other areas in the interim, but that's okay. Build yourself up here. Get that done and move on to the next thing.
Right, but it's just still like naturally it happens. Like, you know, a boy goes to yeshiva, and I'm talking about like a boy that actually, you know, is engrossed in learning. He's not going to be, you know, just naturally, the Kedusha of Gemara or whatever, you know, because a lot of yeshivas, they push, you know, Gemara. Like, naturally, those guys are going to, like, hopefully have a, you know, previous in davening and watch their eyes and stuff like that. Like, yeah, then you say the guys that are, like, obsessed with
such
davening.
Such a good neshama.
Is that not true?
No. Yeah, totally. Correct. About what Torah does.
Torah
correct.
Incorporate.
Correct.
Torah should.
Torah should. Correct. Meaning, if ultimately, if you learn Torah in its purest sense, then yes. But a lot of times when we learn Torah, lav dafka, that our Torah is totally pure.
Rabbi Weinberger speaks about that a lot.
Okay.
That our Torah is not
pure. We learn Torah B'Kedusha B'Tahara, so then we have Rabbi Yashiv. So he's like, there's more Torah that's ever been learned in the history of the universe. Why aren't there like Rabbi Yashivs and all over the place? Just because
the Torah itself is not
we don't necessarily learn the way,
right.
The way that it is.
Right. So it would be nice, I think, if you learn Torah in the right way, Einach Inami, that's what occurs. But it's not automatic. It's not automatic. I think that's what the Rebbe is saying. Kohen Gadol also learned Torah. But yet again, he still had to do this dilug lifnim and lechutz.
So you're saying the Gedolim, you know, or the Yashiv and all the Gedolim in our time, like they're working, not just working on, you know, the Gemara and the Halacha, they're working on their tefillah.
You know, I don't know what the Gedolim
are. I thought it was natural. If you're learning, you know, Yom Havalayla, you know, Gemara, Mishnah, Rashi,
I would tell you, the right to that is, there are plenty of people who learn a ton of Torah and aren't good people, and there are plenty of people who don't learn a stitch of Torah and are good people. So what does that mean? So what that means is the person who's learning all the time but doesn't have good midos, and there are plenty of human beings, means there's a deficiency in his Torah. And the person ultimately, again, who's an incredible Baal Chassid but is not learning Torah, there's a deficiency in his Chassid. What the Rebbe is saying is the only way to become a whole person is to advance everything simultaneously. Balance. And again, when I say, and I just want to be clear, when I say advancing everything simultaneously, you know, it's lav davka that I'm pushing the throttle on everything in the same, you know, strength. There's always a primary focus in life. There's always a primary focus. But there has to be a secondary, tertiary, there has to be other foci also. And so, but again, I think what struck me about this is, and like I said, for the sake of intellectual honesty and disclosure, the Rebbe has a lot of dissenters on this. Because at the end of the day, there are many who hold that, no, this is not the right path to growth. Remember, I want to point out, this has to do in general. Rabbi Nachman, you know, Rabbi Nachman's, for example, hashkafa in learning was that he felt that a person should not spend a lot of time on a sugya they didn't understand. He felt if you learned it and you don't understand it, move on. That's what he did. That was his derech and limud, because he felt you'll move on, you'll learn more, and when you come back to it next time, you'll understand it again. Mm-hmm. So the Rebbe's approach in general is you got to push things forward. And everything has to be pushed forward. Again, not at the same way, not at the same velocity, not in the same trajectory, but everything's going forward.
But I think what the Rebbe is saying is the whole idea is that it's not the asceticism. You don't focus on just the one item. You don't go on the mountain and you commune on one thing.
Correct.
It's asceticism. You have to be able to do all these things together, uh-huh. Not just pull yourself away
correct.
From society and focus on...
Which but is some people said a sheshek for Shmir Salai or Shmir Salashim. You know, each person has their own...
Right. But we might have our predispositions, but just because I have a predisposition, bein l'tov, bein l'ra, doesn't free me from my obligations. So I think what the Rebbe's point is, really, everyone has to be a Ben Torah. Now, again, Ben Torah means different things for different people. For some person, it might be, you know, knowing Shas and Rishonim, but... by heart. For another person, they might be learning a Mishnah day. You know, so we're using general terms, but everybody has to be some type of synthesis of all of these different midos. Shkoyach. You can still take something. I'm sorry.
What would be the best series of the 30-second?